this is Marty F. Nemec from MartyFNemec.com. That band you just heard, I don't want to sound like a hipster, but you really probably haven't heard them. They have 360-something likes on Facebook. That's a local Orange Park band called Parkridge. They're really good. You should check them out. Hopefully one day you will have heard of them. But today I'm going to talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes. College football season's coming up, and I'm just as excited as any of you, believe me. I know I've transitioned into PR, but trust me, I still love sports and I still love college football the most. The Ohio State Buckeyes were the only team to go undefeated last year. That's kind of a crazy thing, although honestly their schedule wasn't the hardest. I mean, they played in the Big Ten. They're going to, you know, receive heat for that, because obviously the SEC is the best conference. But something that's interesting, though, Ohio State's schedule is easier this year, and the team is going to be a lot better. I mean, if you look at last year, it was a miracle, literally. Like, early in the season, they struggled against California, probably should have lost that game. They had California's running back, can't remember his name at the moment, but he averaged 40 yards per carry. Like, it was crazy. But after that, they went and they struggled against Alabama, Birmingham, and then they won by 1 point against Michigan State. Like, they were struggling. Ohio State could not find an identity. They could not find a defense, most of all. And their defense was plagued by injuries very badly, but it was pathetic, some of the showings they put. But then in the middle of the season, they, you know, seemed to find their groove. They stepped up, minus that weird Purdue game where Braxton Miller was injured. Their quarterback, Braxton Miller, he got injured, and the backup quarterback had to score a touchdown at the end of the game and take it to overtime. That was crazy. That even solidifies more that it was a miracle. But after that, the Ohio State defense seemed to step up. A couple, you know, positions were filled. They moved Zach Boren, who was the starting fullback and offensive captain. They moved him, actually, to starting linebacker, and it made a huge difference. The defense really transformed, I would say, overnight. But then at the end of the season, they went back to their old ways. I mean, they did play some good teams, but in Wisconsin, they got taken to overtime, barely squeaked that one out, and then against Michigan, they won by 5 points, and Michigan had their backup quarterback playing starter, you know, and they had Denard Robinson as a wide receiver slash running back slash everything, and they only won by 5 points in that game too. So honestly, last year's undefeated season shouldn't have happened. It's just a testament to really Coach Urban Meyer's ability to coach. Ohio State wasn't even playing for a bowl game. They actually were on a bowl ban. They really didn't have a whole lot to play for. Even if they did go undefeated, they weren't able to play for a bowl game at all, much less a national championship. But somehow, some way, Urban Meyer kept them motivated and coached them well enough to go undefeated. But the thing with this year, it's an easier schedule, a better team. Braxton Miller's undoubtedly going to pass better, and you know, the running back situation should be fine. I just don't think a team can do that twice. Like, unless you're Alabama, which even Alabama hasn't gone undefeated in a while. It's just a tough thing to do. You can play crappy teams back to back to back, and just the concept of going undefeated just gets in your head so much. It's really hard. But this year, I mean, it's almost a joke. Ohio State pretty much plays the same. You know, they play California. They have San Diego State added on, but honestly, San Diego State shouldn't prove much of a challenge. They have Wisconsin, but Wisconsin doesn't have their coach anymore. Brett Bielema went to Arkansas, so, you know, their talent and skill is to be determined. Northwestern actually have as a dark horse candidate this year. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be really good. I don't think Northwestern will win the Big Ten, but I think they're going to be really good. I think they'll shock people. They have the talent there. I mean, a 10-2 season certainly isn't out of the question, especially with, you know, the state of the rest of the conference. So Northwestern will be tough. And other than that, they have Michigan. You know, Michigan at Michigan, that's always a tough game, but Michigan's even trying to figure some stuff out, but Michigan should be good. Michigan will be, you know, top 15, I'm sure, at that point. So really, they're tough games, and you look at it as Wisconsin at home, and then Northwestern and Michigan away. But if I had to sit here and bet, I'd still say Ohio State drops one. Probably Northwestern. They just, going undefeated so hard. And then also I will, you know, end this by saying that Ohio State's going to be really good. They're going to be, I'd say top three, maybe top five teams in the entire country. They're really good, but if they go undefeated, I mean, it's obviously not going to mean as much as an SEC team going undefeated. I do think them going undefeated will be the same as a Pac-12 or a Big 12 or ACC, any of those conferences. But I think a one-loss SEC team, you know, will have the same amount of respect as an undefeated Ohio State. I think the SEC has deserved that. I mean, with their recent dominance, it's hard to argue, you know, that maybe a one-loss SEC team perhaps, you know, would have an argument to go over an undefeated Ohio State team. I doubt that would happen, though. Most likely, an undefeated Ohio State team would probably play that SEC team. But that'd be an interesting argument. But either way, just so no one jumps on me, no, I don't think Ohio State can go undefeated in the SEC. I do think they're good. I think they could go two losses, you know, maybe one, depending on where they are, but they couldn't go undefeated. And we'll see if we'll see how that goes. LSU's taking a big step back. Alabama should be good again, but they should take a step back. Florida's going to take a step back. Georgia is in a pretty good position. Texas A&M's in a great position. And South Carolina, maybe a minor step back, but it's still going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be a tough conference. And this is assuming, you know, that Kentucky doesn't, you know, magically start playing well because of the new coach, or, you know, Arkansas or Auburn starts playing like Auburn again. We'll see on that, but my argument right now, though, is I'm locking it in. Ohio State is a better team this year. They have an easier schedule this year, but I feel like they're not going to go undefeated. Alrighty. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Keep on falling.